Before history, before creation, before time, there was only God. Even then, He knew you. He knew you would sin, and He knew the terrible price He would have to pay to save you. Yet, He already loved you so much that He was willing to make that sacrifice. And so He created the heavens and the earth, and the story began. Thinking back on our study of the Old Testament, it's amazing to think about all we've already learned about God. For one thing, He spoke to His chosen people, the Israelites, through His prophets. For 1,000 years, the Lord had been sending His prophets to remind the people what was expected of them, to serve their God and worship only Him. There had always been at least one prophet in the land during that time, until Malachi died around 400 BC. Suddenly, there were no more prophets. Why? Because God didn't send any. The Jewish people heard only silence from heaven for the next 400 years. Now, 400 years may seem like a long time to you and me, but it's no more than a blink of an eye to God. And just because there were no prophets delivering messages from God, that doesn't mean He wasn't busy working behind the scenes. In fact, He was preparing the world for something huge, the biggest event in history. This huge event is what the New Testament is all about. But to truly understand the meaning and importance of this event, we must be familiar with the events leading up to this moment. Remember, the Bible is the story of God's love for mankind. The New Testament is part two of the story, which began in the Old Testament. Like all good stories, this story has a setting, characters, plot, conflict, and resolution. Most of the story takes place in an area that today we call the Middle East. This region includes a special place we call the Promised Land because it was the land God promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and their descendants, the Jewish people. The Jews, also called Hebrews or Israelites, are important characters in God's story because they are His chosen people. The Old Testament characters we usually think of as bad guys are those who openly defied God, including Goliath, Jezebel, and the Egyptian Pharaoh who enslaved God's people and refused to let them go. The characters we usually think of as the good guys in the story are those who tried to honor God with their lives and their choices. Noah, Abraham, Joseph, Moses, Joshua, Gideon, Ruth, David, Esther, Elijah, and others. Because the Old Testament includes a great many characters and events, the plot can seem complicated at times, but it's really pretty straightforward. Over and over, God shows His love for His people. He provides for their every need. He is patient with them. He forgives their sins. And He is faithful to keep His promises to them. Sometimes His people choose to obey. More often, they do not obey and then find themselves in an awful fix. Then they cry out to God, and in His mercy, He answers them. And for a while, the people seek God and worship only Him. But their tendency is to eventually wander away from His hand of protection. To kindle hope among the faithful, God promises to send a Messiah, a king who will destroy evil and restore righteousness on the earth. This Messiah will be the resolution to the story's conflict. He will rescue humanity from enslavement to sin and make a way for people to be reconciled with God. God's prophets tell of many signs that will mark the Messiah's coming. By the time the Old Testament comes to a close, the kingdom of Israel has been divided in two, and both nations have been displaced from God's promised land.